You're listening to an AppleViz podcast.
Hello, everyone. So today we will continue our sessions on the Numbers application. And today we will be talking about the sort function. There are two or three different types of sort that we can apply to our data. The sort function is one of the most used and most useful functions or features of a spreadsheet. And today we'll see how to use that for better navigation and analysis of our data. So we're back in our spreadsheet.
Food, column, header, cell.
I'm back in cell A1. And if we're just going to go and view all the data we have in cell in column A.
Food, row, header, cell, cell, A2. Water, row, header, cell, cell, A3. Transportation, row, header, cell, cell, A4. Internet, row, header, cell, cell, A5. Row, header, cell, cell, A6.
All right, so we have five. From row 2 to row 5, we have data in this table. Now, what I want to do is I want to sort the data in the January column.
Column header January. So column header cell. Cell. B1.
So let's go through the January column.
Food 100. Water 50. Transportation 300. Internet 20. Row 6 empty cell.
All right.
January.
So what I want to do now is I want to rearrange all the data in the January column to be in the order of descending order, which means I want the highest value item first and the lowest value item at the bottom and everything sorted in between. So I am going to go and press VO plus M for menu.
Apple, menu, numbers, menu.
Right arrow.
You are file,
right
menu,
arrow.
Edit, menu.
Right arrow.
You insert, menu.
Right arrow.
You table, menu, organize, menu.
Organize. Now
you
here
are currently on a menu.
Here I'm going to press the down arrow.
Apply sort rules. Dim command. Show sort options. Command option R.
Show.
You are currently on the menu item.
Show sort options. And the keyword command is command option R for Roger. But we can also access it through the menu as we have just done now. And here I'm going to hit enter.
January. Column header cell.
Now here I'm going to press VO plus J for jump.
In formatter, group.
I'm in the formatter, VO shift down to interact.
Rate, the closing, rate menu, category, interact with the title of radio button. Stop interacting with the title categories, radio, sort, selected, radio.
And here I have the sort option. Once I interact with the formatter pane,
categories.
I have the categories on the first option. I hit VO plus the right arrow.
Sort. Selected.
Sort,
radio.
Selected. Okay, so sort is selected. I'm going to hit VO plus R, right arrow a few more times.
Filter. Radio. Sort now. Dimmed button.
Sort now.
Sort by the columns you've added.
So here I'm going to press VO right arrow again.
Sort entire table. Pop up button.
Sort entire
choose
table.
Choose to sort selected rows or all rows in the table.
Okay, I'm going to hit VO space.
Menu. Check mark. Sort entire table. You are
okay, so it's mentioned it's going to sort the entire table. If I change this option, I can just have it sort only specific rows which I have selected. But as of now, I wanted to sort the entire table. VO right arrow again.
Sort rows by multiple columns. Dimmed. Add a column. Menu button.
Add a column.
Choose
here.
A column to sort by.
VO space.
Column A. January. You February. March. Feb. January.
So I'm going to you select January. VO space.
No action available. Menu button.
Now I'm going to hit VO right arrow.
Budget sheet. Wide back. Sheet navigator. Tab group. Oh,
I guess I'm out of the formatter. I'm going to go back into the formatter. VOJ.
In budget sheet. In February. Column in formatter. Enter a category. Sort. Select. Fill. Sort now. Sort entire table. Pop up. Sort formatter. Sort formatter. Scroll
here. Sort formatter. VO shift down.
In sort for January. Pop up button.
I'm going to sort.
Change which column to sort by.
Sort by the January column.
Delete rule. Button. Ascending. 1, 2, 3.
Pop. Ascending.
Add a column. Add a ascending. Delete rule. Button. January.
So it's mentioned that it's going to sort by the January column. VO right arrow.
Delete rule. Button. Ascending.
Ascending.
One.
Or I'm going to press VO space on the ascending rule.
Menu. Check mark. Descending. check mark, ascending, descending, 3, 2.
It's giving me the options of ascending or descending. As we mentioned earlier, we want in descending order from the highest value to the lowest value.
Check descending, 3, 2, 1. No action available.
All right, and now we're going to jump back into our table, VOJ.
Table 1, caption.
Table 1, VO shift down.
In February. January, column head.
All right.
Column header, January.
We're back into the January column. I'm going to hit the down arrow.
Transportation, 300.
300.
Food, 100.
100.
Water, 50.
50.
Internet, 20.
20.
Row 6, empty, internet, 20.
So as you can see, now it has sorted the data in exactly the way we wanted to, from the in the descending order, from highest value to lowest value. We can also do it in ascending order, which would mean from lowest value to highest value. And of course, right now, since we have numerical values filled into this column, it is only giving us two options of ascending or descending. But if we were to have some text data in this column, then it would also give us option of alphabetical or backwards alphabetical, from A to Z or from Z to A. So you have all these various options when sorting data. Now, the next thing I want to show you is something called a quick filter. So I'm going to press VO plus Z to undo the sort.
Undo move.
Again.
February, column, January, March.
All right. So we've undo.
January.
I hit option plus Z to undo the sort. So I'm just going to make sure it's undone the sort.
Internet 20.
Internet 20.
Water 50. Food 100. Transportation 300. January. Column. Food 100. Water 50. Transportation 3. Internet 20.
Okay, yeah. It has undone the sort because, as you can see now, it is no longer in ascending or descending order, but back into a varied order how it was originally. So now I'm going to show you something called the quick filter. I'm going to move back to cell A1, VO, op command left arrow.
Column of internet,
command,
row header cell.
Up arrow.
Column header cell, row header cell.
Now the way the quick filter works is that you need to go into any cell in the column which you want to filter. In my case, I've gone into column A, where I have all the names of the various categories of the items in my budget. And I'm going to hit VO, shift, and M for the contextual menu click. Now I'm going to hit down arrow.
Check mark. Freeze header rows. Check mark. Freeze header columns. Add header row above. Add header row below. Add header column above. Add header column after. Delete row. Delete column. Show sort options. Quick filter ellipsis.
Quick filter.
You are currently on a menu item.
Here I'm going to hit VO space to click on this.
In popover.
It's opened up popover.
Five items. Quick filter.
I'm going to hit VO right arrow to go and view and explore the options in this pop-up menu. VO right arrow.
Search text field. Blank.
I have the search option. VO right arrow.
Deselect all. Button show selected.
Deselect
dim.
All.
Button. Group. Show selected. Dim. Button.
Show selected.
Show only the selected option.
VO right arrow.
List.
List.
You are currently
a- now I'm in a list. I need to interact. VO shift down arrow.
In list. Blank.
In list. Now again, VO right arrow.
Food. One instance in table. Check. Checkbox.
Food.
Actions
one
available.
Instance in table. That means that we have the word food in the table and is only one cell in this column that contains the word food. VO right arrow.
Internet. One instance in table. Check. Checkbox.
Internet.
Actions available. Transportation, water.
So now I have checkboxes with all the different items in the column, and I can select or deselect the ones I want to show or hide. So let's hide food.
Transportation, internet, food, blank, food, one instance in table, check, checkbox.
So I'm going to hit
actions of
I have food highlighted with the VO cursor. I'm going to hit VO plus space to click it.
Unchecked.
Unchecked. So now food has been unchecked. I'm going to uninteract.
Out of list.
Out of list.
List. Character pet numbers.
And I'm going to hit the escape key to come out of the popover
table
menu.
Table 1.
And now we're going to go back into column A. VO left arrow, VO up arrow. Sorry, command. And
interact column E at March 30th. Column of water. Column header cell. Row header.
All right. Column header cell, column A. But now we're going to press down arrow.
Water. Row header cell. Set transportation.
Transportation.
Row internet.
Internet.
Row header cell.
You can see now the word food and all the data in that row has been hidden because we have deselected it in the quick sort or the quick filter menu. So that menu allows us to very quickly select or deselect anything that we want to show or hide within our table. I'm going to press Command Z for zebra to undo that.
Column header cell, row header cell, food, column.
Now that we're again in cell A1, I'm going to press down arrow.
Food, row header cell.
And you can see that the food has now been returned back into our table because we have undone the quick filter. So these are just a few tips how you can use the sort and the quick filter. And if you want, in the formatter pane on the side, VO plus J.
In formatter, groove.
Interact, VO shift down.
Interact with the title, sort, select.
VO right arrow.
Filter, radio.
Filter. So you can see in the formatter pane on the right side of the screen, we also have the filter option, VO space to select.
Selected.
And VO right arrow to explore.
Filters.
Filters.
You are currently on a dimmed off switch. Add filters to choose which. Add a filter. Add a filter.
Add a filter.
Menu button.
VO space. So now we're into the add filter menu. This is the filters option on the right side in the formatter pane. And here you will have many more different options of how you may want to filter your data. Here you can add rules. You can say hide anything or filter out anything that is below 50, or you can say filter out anything which is above 100. You can make all types of rules which you want so that you can quickly filter out data when you have, let's say, hundreds of rows of data. So I'm not going to get into that right now. That's something that you can explore on your own. But as of now, I've shown you how to sort data and how to do a quick filter. And I've just given you a brief overview of the deeper filter options in the formatter pane. Hope this is helpful.
This podcast was brought to you by the community at applevis.com. Applevis, empowering people who are blind, deafblind, or who have low vision to get the most from Apple products and related technologies. A proud member of the Be My Eyes family. For more information, visit our website at www.applevis.com.